Goliath. February 26, 1938. How God recognizes himself in one who tries to recognize God in his works. Happiness that God receives from the love of the creature. The place that man has in the creation and in the very divinity. How creation forms the members of one who lives in the divine will. I am under the empire of the divine volition, which loves and longs to be recognized in all its works. It seems that it takes the little creature by the hand and, carrying her in flight, points out to her all that it did, how much it loved her in each created thing, and how, by right, it wants to be loved. To love without being requited in love is the greatest sorrow. I remain surprised. And my always lovable Jesus, visiting my little soul, all goodness, told me, my blessed daughter, to love and to be loved is the greatest refreshment for our love. To the happiness of heaven unites the happiness of the earth. And as they kiss each other, we feel that the earth too makes us happy, bringing us the love of the creature who recognizes us and loves us. She brings us the most beautiful joys and the greatest happiness, more so since the joys of heaven are ours. No one can take them away from us. While those we receive through the love of the creature are new for us and form our new conquests. Moreover, as we are recognized in our works, the creature takes flight to ascend and recognize he who created her. For us, to be recognized is the greatest glory, the love most intense that we receive. And by being recognized, we form our army, the divine militia, our people, from whom we demand nothing other than the tribute of being loved. And we put all our works at their disposal to serve them, abounding with all that may make them happy. Well, if they do not recognize us, we remain like the God with no army and without a people. How painful it is to deliver so many creatures to daylight and to remain without an army and without a people. Now, keep listening to me. As the creature recognizes us and loves us in the created things, so that she impresses in them a note of love and of happiness for her Creator. And as she rises up to recognize her Creator, she recognizes us, and we recognize our divine being in her. And if you knew what it means to recognize each other, our love, being loved, is pacified and loves more intensely the one who loves it, and reaches such excess that in order to recognize itself in the creature, it creates itself. But to do what? To recognize itself in her, and to be loved. How beautiful it is when we recognize ourselves in the creature. She becomes for us our throne, our divine chamber, our heaven. The seas of our love inundate her. Her littlest acts form waves of love that love us, glorify us, bless us. And she recognizes us in ourselves. She recognizes us in herself. She recognizes us in all created things. and we recognize her in all our works, in the heavens, in the sun, in the wind, in everything. Our love, united to our fiat, brings her everywhere, and we place her in the order of our works. After this, my mind continued to swim in the sea of the divine volition. My God, how many surprises, how many wonders. And my sweet Jesus visiting my little soul, all inundated with his flames of love, told me, "Blessed daughter of my will, my love gives me no peace if it doesn't make me say new surprises about my divine fiat. It wants to make known to you the sublimeness, the nobility, and the place that the creature occupies both in the creation and in our divine being when she lives in our divine volition. Now, you must know that in the creation she occupies the first place. All created things feel so connected together and united that they become for her, her inseparable members. So, the sun is her member. The expanse of the heavens, the wind, the air that all breathe are her members. All created things feel happy, honored to be the members of this fortunate creature. And some become her heart, some her hand, some her feet, some her eyes, some her breath. In sum, there is no created thing which does not have its distinct place and does not exercise the office of being her member. And her soul, as the head, keeps her members in order and receives and gives to God all the love, the sanctity, the glory, and all the goods that the created things contain. More so, since all created things are members too. Hence, for the creature who lives in our will, her members are ours, and ours are hers, which keep our Supreme Being in communication with the creature. And we become for her more than blood that circulates in the veins of her soul. The continuous heartbeat of love as we palpitate in her heart. The divine breath as we breathe within her soul. And loving this more than celestial creature with excessive love, we place in circulation her little love and her acts inside our divine being. We are jealous of her heartbeat and of her breath, and we enclose them inside our own. Nothing comes out of her which does not remain enclosed within us, so as to requite her with our love, and to hear her delightful and sweet refrain, "I love you, I love you, I love you." So, in one who lives in our will, we see the continuous chain of love that never breaks. And our love has its ledge on which to lean, to be able to say incessantly, "I love you, I love you, I love you." When our love does not find the love of the creature, it remains suspended and screams with pain, almost wanting to deafen the creature, to say to her, "Why do you not love me?" Not loving us is the cruelest wound for us. But this is not all yet. Our love is not content if it doesn't reach the excess. Do you want to know why we made of the creation many members that had to serve as our members, as well as members of the creature? In each created thing, we placed our gifts, our sanctity, our love, as bearers of what we wanted to give to her, and as carers of what she would do for us. All created things are crammed with and the depository of what we wanted to give her. The heavens with the multiplicity of their stars symbolize our many new and distinct acts that we wanted to give her. The sun symbolizes our eternal light with which we want to inundate her. And its heat and the effects it possesses represent our love that almost wants to drown her to make her feel how much we love her. While its effects are our various beauties with which we wanted to invest her. In the wind, in each blow, we placed our kisses, our loving caresses. And in its mighty waves, our ruling love, to sweep her into our love with our squeezes and embraces, so as to render her inseparable from us. In sum, each created thing possesses our gifts to be given to the creature. But who takes them? Only those who live in our will. I can say that all created things are pregnant with our gifts, but they cannot give them. They cannot be the bearers of them because they do not find one who lives in our divine fiat, which has the virtue and the power of putting her in communication with all our works, more than her own members, and with her very creator, more than her own life. How many unheard of prodigies we will deliver from our divine womb, for those who will let our will reign. Our works will sing triumphs and victories, and full-handed, we will abound in giving the gifts and the goods of their Creator, which they possess. All will be happy, the giver and the receivers. Therefore, be attentive, and do not occupy yourself with anything other than living in my will, because I have much to give you, and you much to receive. I remained surprised in hearing this, and I said to myself, is it possible, all that he just said? It seems incredible. And my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, do not be surprised. You must know that everything we did was to serve the creature who would possess my divine will as life. And this was necessary for our decorum, wisdom, power, and for our majesty. Now, when the creature withdrew from our will, justice demanded that we withdraw from her all that was to serve as befitting to our supreme majesty. And the creature remained like the head without its members. Poor head, with no members. What good could it ever do? It is true that the head has supremacy over the members. But without members, the head can do nothing. It has no life and no works. Now, since my will wants to go back inside the creatures, my love wants, it demands, that they be given back the members. Not only the members, but the very life of he who created them. Our reigning will place all its works in force, and it will give back to the creature what she lost by doing her will, which devastates all goods, snaps all communications with our works and with their own creator, and becomes like a dislocated bone that loses communication with all its members, and is fit for nothing but giving pain.